It is possible for your agency to be more effective than it is now and to spend less money. Tom Shoup has some ideas on how you can achieve excellence in government, and he is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine and here to talk about those ideas. Tom, it's always fun to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Well, it's always nice to talk to you, too.
You have a terrific column by Paul Light in the on the website and in the magazine. We have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Do you think it's significant that people as big in this business as Paul Light is are talking about this subject finally?
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's a good sign. I think that, you know, this topic obviously is in the air. That's the reason why, you know, when we decided to do sort of a kind of special issue of the magazine, because we redesigned the magazine and we're relaunching it in October, but we decided to go after this theme of excellence in government. And Paul, of course, he's at New York University and he's been around this for many, many years. We thought he knows as much as anybody about that subject and how you can attack it right now.
One of the things that he writes in here is he crystallizes this discussion in a way that I think we don't hear often enough in the political realm. He writes, "No sensible person wants to weaken efforts to boost cancer research, protect the food supply and ensure drug safety, enhance the nation's leadership in science and technology, and provide an affordable national defense. But for the federal government to perform at its highest level, comprehensive reforms needed to solve three challenges." And we'll talk about those challenges in just a minute. But what he wrote right there, I think, cuts through all of the rhetoric that we hear in Washington all the time from both sides of the aisle about what the government either should do or shouldn't do or is doing well or isn't doing well or all of that.
Yeah, there's so much that people take for granted about what the government does. And really, there's a whole lot of rhetoric on both sides floating around about how government shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. But really, there are all these things that people take for granted, you know, food safety and air traffic control and all that, that everyone, I think, deep down thinks, yeah, we want these to run well and do what they're supposed to do.
I've cited in our conversations before Senator Tom Coburn, who I don't think anybody would argue is a big government guy, but who also is very finely attuned, I think, to the idea that whatever we're going to do, whatever we agree on, even if it's things I don't like, it should work well. And he directs a lot of his work and attention to that rather than necessarily chop for the sake of chopping.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that the people who really follow these issues and get into them, into the depth, the kind of depth that Senator Coburn does, realize that. And, you know, first of all, you have to make decisions about what it is you want government to do. And we've talked about this before. Like, you know, if there are things that government should just get out of the business of doing, then get out of the business of doing them. And what it does should focus on doing well. And there are, what Paul Light argues in this piece is there are several things that need to be done to make government perform at a much more effective level than it has performed at. Because deep down, he says, you know, some of this anger at the way government operates is justified in terms of the results that people see.
All right. The three challenges that I mentioned earlier and that he is writing about here are accountability, effectiveness, and productivity. And he writes about accountability. There have never been more layers in government or more leaders per layer. The total number of senior federal officers increased from 451 in 1960 to more than 2,600 in 2008. More than 500 of these posts require Senate approval. And then he goes on to talk about the vetting process and the nomination process, which I think anybody listening to this radio station probably knows doesn't function as well as people would like it to. What does that say about accountability when you have so many people that I guess essentially the buck could be moved to?
Yeah, I think when you create a system where the buck can be passed to that many more and more people and more get added as years go by, it makes it very difficult to hold people accountable for results and to make people responsible for achieving results. So any reform, any effort to make government more responsive and more accountable sort of has to start there.
All right. The next one is effectiveness, and this kind of reminds me of an experience I had at the movies with my wife last night. We took a coupon, and we went to the box office, and they said, no, you have to go to where they take your ticket to do that. And when we got to the place where they said you have to take where they told us to go, she said, oh, you're supposed to use that at the box office. No, they sent us over here. And that's the effectiveness piece of this, where people experience the accountability part of it, too many managers doing too many different things, and they don't wind up seeing the results that they expect.
Yeah, that's right. And you see that all over the place, and it's, as your story shows, you see it in the private sector in addition to being in government. Sometimes I think when people say, hey, government ought to run more like the private sector, I think you don't go to the same private sector places that I go to, I guess.
Yeah, really.
I see a lot of inefficiency there, too. But, yeah, that's absolutely right. And there are certain elements of this effectiveness question that he sort of really hones in on, one of which is acquisition, where, you know, government has dramatically cut its acquisition workforce in the past couple decades at the same time that we're spending many, many more dollars on procurement. And that's just a prescription for mismanaging money. And I think you see that play out over and over again.
The last one is productivity. And Paul Light writes, whether political or career, the government's leaders are so focused on scoring policy victories, they don't spend enough time on management. This is certainly what federal employees think. And he goes on to cite some of the survey results that you and I have talked about before, about what people think about what their bosses essentially are doing to try to make them and their organizations more productive.
Yeah, and it's quite clear that government's own employees don't have a very high opinion of how well their leaders manage their workforces to ensure that they're productive and deliver results for the American people. So that is an ongoing problem that government really needs to solve. Now, some federal people may not like what Paul Light has to say about how to attack those issues. For one thing, he says he's very much in favor of a stronger link between pay and performance in the federal sector, and reforming the system whereby so many employees get high performance ratings year after year after year that are not really, in some cases, tied to the results that they achieve.